This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz. It's great to share these moments with you. I hope that you're well. Have you heard the story about the man who goes to a tailor to order a new suit? He needs a new suit. Well, the tailor takes the measurements and tells him to come back next week. Well, that arrives, he comes back, but when he tries on the suit, it doesn't fit at all. In fact, it's terrible. "What is this?" he said. "The sleeve is way too long, the other's too short. The pants are tight on this side and they're baggy on the other." And the tailor said, "Look, just relax. The suit is fine. Look." And he leads the man to the mirror. He said, "What you've got to do is bring your right shoulder back like this and then tilt your head to the side." "Yeah, that's right. Now lean like that with your left foot forward." "Ah, that's perfect." "Okay," says the man, scrunching down before the mirror. "Yeah, I see. It looks good." He slouches back and hobbles out of the shop onto the street. And the two women notice this man walking along very strangely. "Heavens," says one, "what happened to him?" "I don't know," said the other woman, "but that's a great-looking suit." How often do you feel like the man in the suit, contorting your life simply to make things fit? How often do we find ourselves reaching for happiness and fulfillment in places that actually only causes frustration and emptiness? How often do we twist our own lives around goals that we set or somebody else might set for us that are really unrealistic, or the expectations we have for ourselves, or even, for some of us, the visions of grandeur, you know, to be someone important, only to find ourselves actually defeated along the way? All too often we find ourselves caught up in the rat race of life, you know, that we might, for example, try to live lives that are not that satisfying, or we set ourselves up for disappointment. And there might be this dream of happiness. And, you know, we say, well, what is happiness anyway? Well, that's been at the centre of a debate for decades to help try to get an answer. What is happiness? A group of philosophers decided to pose this question. And the question was this: which man is the happiest, the one who has 10 children or the one who has $10 million? After much debate, they decided it must be the man with 10 children. At least he was sure he didn't want any more. But for some people, of course, happiness is this elusive dream that they're always chasing and never quite catching. Now, of course, we have dreams, I think, that we want to fulfill. You know, it may not be to travel to the ends of the earth, but there are simple things. We could call them the treasures in our life, because happiness and fulfillment are often things very close to home, if you like. They are things that reside in our own heart and soul. We've got to only just sort of dig deep a bit and we'll find it. Take a look, an honest look at what we value. Because it's there, in the quiet recess of our own life, there is so much to be discovered about happiness and contentment. But this is not an easy thing to do. Some people really struggle, probably all their lives, to find this idea of living life to the full. There can be, for example, the baggage from the past, things have happened, or unresolved issues even today, or the fact that you're not certain about life. In the Peanuts cartoon strip, Lucy asks Linus, "Why do you suppose people are here for anyway? What, you know, why are they here?" And Lucy says, "Well, someone said that every person is here on earth to make somebody else happy." Well, Lucy thinks about that for a minute and then screams out, "Somebody's not doing their job." Most certainly, most pursue happiness in the accumulation of things, you know. We want things that are bigger and better and faster and shinier. But I think it's true that, like Billy Graham said, that we live in this hostile world that seeks to pull us away from God. And sometimes, he said, the pressures are enormous, problems and temptations. We're also vulnerable to the stresses of life because of our own inner weakness. So, in other words, we need someone that is bigger than ourselves to find fulfillment. And, of course, it was Paul the Apostle who was talking about the things that really matter. He said, "I know what it is to be in need or to have plenty. But I have learned the secret of being content in every situation through Christ who strengthens me." Heavenly Father, thank you for those wonderful words from Paul. May we try to emulate that. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.